the Allies planned to land 326,000 men. In just 1 week, a daily average of 10,000 men, 3,200 vehicles, and 15,000 tons of supplies are ferried across. In order to accomplish this, a harbour is needed. But the Allies decided to stay away from the big ports, which were too well defended, and to land on the beaches of Normandy. Instead, they brought their harbours with them, gigantic construction kits called mulberries, 146 concrete caissons, 61 metres long and weighing 6,000 tonnes, were assembled to create breakwaters and piers where the Liberty ships, as they were called, could unload their cargo. American shipyards had turned out one of these ships every day. In less than 3 years, the war industry has turned the United States into a superpower. The country has mobilised more than 11 million men. Its armies are now in France, Italy, North Africa, and Asia. The power of the United States is such that just a few days after the Normandy landings in Europe, it's able to assemble a second fleet on the other side of the world, in the Pacific, in order to attack the Mariana Islands, which are under Japanese control. Having taken the island of Tarawa the year before, the Americans now want to use the island of Saipan as a base for bombers taking off for Japan. Some 127,500 troops, two-thirds of them Marines, prepare for combat. 15 aircraft carriers and 900 planes will crush the Japanese Air Force in an air battle which will come to be known as the Great Marianas Turkey Shoot. A fatal blow is also dealt to the Japanese Imperial Navy. After which, Japan's defenses in Saipan are battered.